I'm finding myself writing kind of music from a wicked witch.
A wicked witch.
Yeah, without being new agey, just kind of like the darker side of things.
Singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop's new album, Hunting My Dress, does have some dark atmospheric moments, but it's also more diverse than Jessica's Wicked Witch label might imply. And that's not surprising, given the diversity of Jessica's own life experience. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Jessica Hoop grew up as one of five kids in a folk-singing Mormon family. When her parents separated, Jessica left home and the religion and went traveling. She lived in California, Wyoming, and Arizona before settling into a job in Northern California that turned out pretty well for her as a nanny for Tom Waits' kids. She played some of her offbeat indie folk songs for Waits, and he took such a liking to her music that he shared it with a DJ friend that ultimately led to Jessica getting a recording deal, and she released her first full-length album, Kismet, in 2007. Since then, Jessica's left her nanny gig and moved from California to Manchester, England. She recorded her new album, Hunting My Dress, in the UK. And when Jessica talked with FUV's Kara Manning, she told Kara about some of the differences between LA and Manchester.
I love being closer to the older world and old architecture and kind of the roots of my own genetic makeup. And I love the pub culture in the UK. It's just, you know, people get together and it's a little bit different than the bars for some reason. It's a little bit more sit down and I don't know, just has a different, it's a little bit different. My lifestyle there is much more down to earth in terms of simplicity. Homebody there. Los Angeles, I miss the restaurants. I miss American food. I miss that, and I also miss some of the things that we consider utility rather than luxury, like the spa. You know,
that's right.
It's little things that Californians appreciate that are more like the practice of healthy living that are kind of foreign concepts or luxuries over there.
And we walk the road as long as the road goes. And we try to dodge the rock the valley throws. Reveal a cord of fever. We all have a sinking stone. Ba-la-la-la, and when the road presents a twisting case of fate. Oh, Mina, I need to contemplate. The season comes with a reason. We all have a setting. Distance, mark of distance. Your burden is your brilliance. There's a vessel, a hidden vessel in the storm.
At that same time when I was deciding that I was no longer going to participate in this kind of, what's the word? Well, an institution of singing and also of all this religious stuff that I wasn't having anymore, I discovered Kate Bush, who... Mm. Gave me an example of someone who she was able to use her voice through its capacity in the character realm and act a little bit more.
Well, Hounds of Love, it's basically, it's almost a mini play and it's a concept album almost.
She does, she acts through her songs, and I decided I was going to explore what my throat could do.
What was the Kate Bush album that you heard that sort of turned your world around?
The first song was Wuthering Heights, but the song that took me by the hand was Hello Earth. And that was just like, my goodness, that's an amazing, she's an amazing an artist, someone I'm going to pay, you know, I'm going to learn from.
Come and bring your stereo. Come and bring your stereo and lay down on my pillow. Down into a dream we go. Down into a dream we go. You know, there we go. Under the shadow of a willow tree.
Jessica Hoop, live with Four Dreams and Whispering Light, both from her new album, Hunting My Dress. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online, anytime at WFUV.org.